The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
The Zone is presented by Guarantee Foods, delivering all-natural food to Midwestern families since 1958. Enjoy healthier food, more free time, free delivery, and better value. Go to GuaranteeFoods.com.
You see, it's not just coincidental, Sterling. Tyrese Maxey hits that shot last night, and the Fever are having media day today with Caitlin Clark.
Fever are or Fever is?
Fever are.
I feel like it should be Fever is. It's singular.
Now you're talking soccer.
Yeah, I know. You're talking soccer.
No.
No, they would say R. Soccer would say R.
Fever.
Right? Say they would say Germany are going to the World Cup final. Right? They say R. I would say is because Germany is singular. You want to be on my side on
this. The Fever is.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more of
the players. But they've always done it your way. Like the Heat, they've always said Heat as a collective.
Yeah. See, I was thinking the players. In my mind, I was picturing the players, so the Fever players are holding it. But yeah, you're right.
You
got to
say players, though, right?
Right. I would have to say players.
Mizzou is going to the big dance. You wouldn't say, Mizzou are going to the big dance.
Yeah, we've already figured
out how to. If you say are, you've got to do a British accent.
Right. We've already figured out how to conjugate a long time ago.
Or a Buchanan accent.
Scrumptious! That's the Buchanan accent. Right.
Yeah, the Hungarian assassin.
Yes, the Fever. Is.
I just feel like I need a cowbell. It's all I think right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Fever.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so it's, you need. Is there a prescription for that, apparently? It's not.
Don't ruin this for us, Sterling. Don't ruin this for us, Gene.
Yeah. Man, what was the medicine? And what was the medicine in Wayne's World? Wayne's World with not my
Excedrin or whatever it is.
No,
it's
no,
it was Motrin or.
It's not anything that's out right now. It's when they were doing the sponsorships where Garth is like, it's like people only do things now for money. And that's just really sad. You know, and he's like, I can't do it anymore. It's giving me a headache. And then Garth comes in and says, hey, take two of these. And then dumps the thing and it lands. Nuprin. Little.
I remember
yellow.
Hibernol.
Yes.
That's the one I remember.
It bounces in his hand. Nuprin. Little. Yellow, different. You got a fever. What's the prescription? Nuprin, little, yellow, different.
I will not bow to any sponsor.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's fine. It's your choice. Yes, and it's the choice of a new generation. It's one of the best scenes in any movie. It's fantastic. I just love Garth's full Reebok. It's like people only do things now for money, and that's just really sad. Mick Schaefer, speaking of that, hanging out with us, KSHB. Speaking of doing things only for money, Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41.
What I do radio for, it's not money.
Ditto. So
companionship? Fellowship?
Fun. Yeah, fellowship, yeah. Fun.
I just try
hanging out.
Middle of Overland Park, just kind of get to the heart of Overland Park.
Opinion Schaefer.
Opinion Schaefer. Mm-hmm.
You've wanted to be that.
Yeah, shift.
Court Schaefer. Ordered.
Yeah, right, that too.
Community service, you know, things like that. Mick, did you see the rendering, the video rendering of Arrowhead? So, sorry, whatever it'd be called. I don't know, new Arrowhead, Arrowgens. I'm not sure, but
GEHA Legends Field at Legends.
Legends Head.
At Arrowhead.
Yes.
Formerly known as Arrowhead.
That's right.
Formerly known like Prince.
What'd you think of the rendering?
I loved it when, you know, the Chiefs aren't involved and like the legislatures aren't involved and involved. It's just like the creative types, right? It was just the firm that came up with that. So I loved it. It had looked like a roof, a retractable roof, right? I'm trying to figure out exactly. My guess was it just west of the Speedway? A lot of land there.
There's a lot of land, yeah.
I couldn't quite tell, like, which kind of corner of 435 and I-70 was on. But I thought in the renderings it looked like the Speedway might have been right next to it.
Wasn't part of the Schlitterbahn was where they were maybe thinking of moving because that is
that'd
still,
be on the other side. Then
be on the other side. Yeah, that would
that'd be
east,
kind of
right?
The northeast corner of that.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of corridor yeah. Area.
Well, I guess you wouldn't really call 70 the one. Maybe State Avenue yeah. as the crossing point there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was at least part of like a while ago, maybe that they had talked about. You know, that would be if the Chiefs were ever to move over there. This might
think
be a spot, but who knows? There's plenty of land.
There's plenty of options out there. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of land that you can go and build out there. We talked about it in the first hour, Mick, and I was curious to get your opinion on it because I think the Chiefs were well aware that the video was going to come out last night. I think the Chiefs have been aware of at least Kansas, you know, discussing it. You know, I don't know that they planned it as in like, hey, let's release this on a Tuesday on April 30th, okay? But I think it was one of those to where, hey, we're putting this together with this firm, and they're going to release it. And whether it was Mark Donovan or whoever, was like, sure, let's do it. Great, you know, whatever is if that's going to spur Missouri, let's do it because Clark Hunt's saying there's more of a sense of urgency now. You know, 3 years ago it was like it's like almost a decade away from us, yeah. You know, needing a new lease and somewhere to go. Well, that took 3 years to get a no vote. And, well, at least from when the Royals started talking about going downtown. So not necessarily 3 years to get a no vote. But it's now time for a little more sense of urgency, which means, hey, Kansas, what do you have to offer? Missouri, what are you going to have to offer? And, hey, this makes it a little more tangible, a little more real if it was like, well, Kansas is talking about adding or bringing the Chiefs. But come on. Like, oh, they've already got some
renderings. It's the next step.
Rendering
right?
with an actual firm that would build it, a local firm there. You see sort of an area that's not just an activation zone, but it's like a...
I did not see an activation zone.
Which is a big miss, I think.
I saw some rows of trees, though.
Yeah, so if you're a tree climber, you can be active, you know, in that area. But like an amphitheater and like hotels that look like actual sort of hotels that might be used from time to time. Like, I love the rendering, but, you know, I don't know that, you know... So there's got to be a lot more that comes with the rendering. But I think what it did is it at least places a step... It for Missouri of, hey, you know, Kansas is a little more serious about this than just lip service because they're trying to get it passed to the legislature. Not that they will, but, you know, you got to figure some things out.
So it was late February when we saw the drawings, or were we into March when we saw the Chiefs' plans for Arrowhead and Jackson County? So if this got released.
Wasn't it March? Because
I think you're right.
Didn't it
was
did it come
really,
out?
It was, I think maybe early in the March, but it was really late in the process.
But I know it was in March when the Royals put out the Crossroads rendering,
yeah,
when they decided it was Crossroads, because we were at Rally House downtown and around the Big 12 tournament and everything is when it was like, oh, the Chiefs are or the Royals are going to announce and put out the renderings for the Crossroads districts. Like, oh, they finally picked a spot. You know,
definitely after
a month
the Super
away.
Bowl, right? It was after the Super Bowl.
It was.
So
you're
let's
right.
put it 2 months ago. If these exact drawings come out, these renderings come out 2 months ago, and it's just placed right in Jackson County where the K and the A are now. Do you get a yes vote?
I think you might if you split it. You know, because what I would be fascinated...
The excitement of seeing these as opposed to just the like, okay, yeah. The meh reaction to the renderings of what they were going to do with the renovations. I wonder if that's enough. Now it was 16 points. It's a big gap there. But I wonder if that would be enough to put them over the edge.
I would love to know what the numbers would be if you just split them. Like, you had a yes-no for the Royals and yes-no for the Chiefs. Because there was some people that were going, well, if the Chiefs wanted this, then, hey, that's great. Yeah. But the Royals are trying to move away from... Well, I'll vote for the
winners.
The renovation
right?
for the Chiefs.
That's what it comes down
whatever,
to.
Whatever, if the Chiefs want I'll this, the Chiefs can have it. Then there were others that
the
were going...
The others don't deserve this. That's, I think that's in the back of so many voters' minds. They'll bring up all the other issues with parking, with taxes, and all that stuff. But when it comes down to it... You wanna vote for the winners, right? And you and part of it is like I don't wanna these guys haven't won in forever. Why do they deserve this?
I think there was a segment of the voting public that looked at it and said the Chiefs are offering nothing. Like so, if I'm voting for this, the Chiefs are putting in $300 million, and $500 million of the 3/8-cent tax is going to go for 25 years to add end zone suite.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's like I do wonder, like from that it's like, well, at least the Royals, it's $2 billion, like they're building a stadium, like they're presenting something, like it's going to continue to reshape downtown. Arrowhead, they're just going to get you activated for $800 million and add
a
suite.
You forgot about the bridge.
That's right. Oh, and there's more premium premium entryways for the people that are going to be able to afford the tickets
like Mick.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
Mick was thrilled by that. Yeah, the Mick Schaefer.
Well, the bridge to Terabithia. That's what was that was the other end of it. That's where the bridge went. They didn't. I don't feel like they hit that, emphasized that point enough.
It's a yes vote.
Right.
But it's a yes vote from everybody. Come
this
on.
Goes back to just the probably untrue notion, but the notion of, like, did they sandbag this thing? Of like, are you really think that, I really think the Chiefs and their plans could have put it over the top for them and the Royals, and they didn't. And this looks like all the other renderings of all the new ballparks and all the other sports and all the other cities around America. That's what that looked like. Like, okay, yeah, that looks familiar. That looks new age. That looks like next step. That looks like 2025, 2030, whereas the activation zone and the trees and the bridge.
It looked like they
not.
Forgot that was from the original Arrowhead drawings. Like, this is what it was going to look like.
But if we put some trees in the parking lot, we also reroute some of the part and the entry and exits to Truman Sports Company. Now it's easier in and out. There's some more parking spaces and everything. Also, we are going to get you activated in this area over there. Such a corporate term.
Not right? You, not you, Kadarius Tony. You'll be inactive for the game
if you were healthy.
Yeah.
I like the.
But you're quote unquote unhealthy right now.
I do like the idea of the activation zone where you line up all 53 players, and then for the actual ones that are active on game day,
seven just stay there.
They just stay.
46 get beamed up somehow.
Andy Reid's got his folder there. Okay, so Patrick Mahomes, if you hear your name, go ahead and come over on this side. You're active. Let's see, Travis Kelce, Pacheco, they get all the way down to the end. All right, that's it. And Kadarius Toney's like, hey, coach, what about me? He's like, oh, Kadarius, your name's on here, right? I read your name, right? No, you didn't. Oh, then you're not active. Cordell. So go over there, jackass. I didn't say your name. Would you drop it in translation there, guy? I would have called you to tell you you're not on it, but you had to drop the call. I didn't say your name. It would have been a great way to let him know that he was like
Cornell Powell and Cornell Jack Powell. Cochran just grab a Bush Light with the fans, start drinking.
See, that's we're the activation.
We're not. You'll hear your name before I'll hear mine. So
all
let's
of a sudden,
just go
you hear Jack
here.
Cochran's name and he's 12 Bush Lights deep. No, Coach. I think I'm inactive today.
What happened? Neil Farrell's like, really? sorry, honey. Gotta go. I'll see you at next tailgate. That would be great. That would be awesome, man. Just right before.
And the vote no killed that dream.
Yes. I mean, the vote knows you saved the K, but we lost the activation zone, where now all they're going to do is, 90 minutes before the game, here's your piece of paper. Here's your actives and inactives. Oh, get your fantasy lineups ready. Pff, boring. Come on, man. Let's get activated here in different ways. Let's do this.
No, but I think you're seeing a Kansas legislature that's ready to pounce, right? Mm-hmm. They're already talking about it. And I think you're right. It's that those renderings weren't just released independently.
Yeah.
You know what? I had a little time, okay, on Monday. Right, I got my
doodles.
My After Effects, right? Whatever they use. And
I put it in
this
chat,
is just, you know, first draft if you just want. Here you go, Channel 41, Channel 4, Channel 9.
I put it in chat, GPT, and this is the rendering
this
it came
AI
up.
AI says it should look like.
2024 retractable roof football stadium. Go. Ooh, look at this. We're even going to do like a drone flyover there. This is pretty neat.
We even had the Ring of Honor on the outside.
They did, didn't they?
Right?
Yes.
Which, by the way, actually solves a lot of the issues, because I think a lot of people are a little worried of what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's more room on the outside. Yeah. A wider track.
Circumference, if you will. Right.
Yeah, I know well.
Yeah. Right. What happens when you fill up the facade? I mean, the Chiefs are going to be here for a while. I mean, you've got Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones. You got a lot more. They're still going
ring. Put another ring. Put a ring on top. It's like a tree.
Oh, yeah. So as it gets older, every year it gets older, you add a new ring of a facade. Or you
Tom is going in. Or you just start inducting guys with short names. Tom Holly, yeah, you're short enough. Barely. Okay.
Sorry. We're actually just going to put T.Kelce. Okay. So that's, sorry.
Kingsley Suamataia.
You got no chance.
It doesn't
buddy.
Matter. You could have a Hall of Fame career. You ain't getting in our ring. Okay.
Listen, Karloftis. Anyway, you can go by Carl.
Yes.
Can you just change your name to Carl?
Felix? Trey Smith?
Yeah.
Liking your chances.
Felix? You good with FAU?
Prince Tega Winogo. Sorry. Yeah. Gonna have to not bring
back. And you'll need to start for us eventually, too, and actually play. But yeah, the name's gonna cancel you out.
The name is gonna cancel you out.
Willie Gay surprisingly made it. Yeah, Willie Gay.
There you go.
He made it.
Yeah. He's in there. Prince Tega Winogo. Nope, you're not on this list of activated people. You can hang out, though. Enjoy the beers.
We were having a good time with it in the newsroom last night. Our assignment editors and some of the producers were like, Mick, is going to be the Tonganoxie Chiefs out there? I'm like, I think Piper Chiefs.
Piper Chiefs, yeah.
And maybe the Baser Royals. Baser Chiefs and Linwood Royals.
Well, Dove Kleiman thinks you can call them the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're
finally,
yes, they can finally move to Kansas City.
Yeah, they're being lured to go to Kansas City. So that's pretty cool.
Is that a typo, or does he think Kansas City only exists in Kansas? The Chiefs are in Missouri, but not in a place called Kansas City. What does he think?
I think he's dumb. So I'm going to say that his general dumbness would offer that his general ignorance on understanding Kansas City being sort of the area overall, while kind of both sides of the state line. There is a KCK, there's a North Kansas City, there's a Kansas City, Missouri. They are playing in Kansas City, Missouri, but you know, you get the point. I don't think he's aware of that.
So you think he's right and we're wrong? That's what I heard.
No, I think he's dumb.
He's so far into the gimmick that he had to tweet out something that would, you know, get a lot of interest.
Yeah,
like that.
And I know,
that's,
and I fell
just
for it.
The, what am I thinking of here? That's just the stencil, I guess, for his tweets.
That's right.
It caused a lot of issues. Capital letters at the beginning, and then he just filled everything else in like an ad.
Yes.
There could be two Miami teams in the NFL. Miami County Chiefs.
Is that right? Yes, the Miami County Chiefs.
The Miami County Chiefs, yeah.
I believe that's way south,
but I mean, I'm just throwing that out.
I believe
there.
That's a U-12 football team.
Yeah.
Is the Miami County Chiefs. And pretty good, too, by the way.
The Dot Chiefs.
Don Cheadle, I don't know if you listen to the Smartless podcast, but...
all the time, never.
It's pretty good.
I'm not a podcast.
I know, yeah, you don't really like the podcast. I get it. Shane listens to podcasts a lot. But they had Don Cheadle
on. That's why.
And they were talking about him and Kansas, and they started... So Jason Bateman was like, okay, so I'm dumb. How does this work? Are there any teams in Kansas? So, like, it's Kansas City, but do they all play in Missouri? And so then, you know, Will Arnett and Don Cheadle, and they're making fun of Jason Bateman just being geographically dumb.
Yeah. Okay, but Kansas City's not the worst culprit of this. It's New York. The Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
They should become the New Jersey Jets.
Right. It's not like it's the Missouri Chiefs that would then be playing on the Kansas side.
Right.
It's not Sporting Missouri.
We're not mislabeled. They are.
Yeah. New York is literally hey, we're the New York Giants, but you play in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah.
You're the Jersey Giants.
Yeah. It's not Sporting Missouri. They moved to Kansas. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're just going to keep it Sporting Missouri. No, it's Sporting Kansas City.
Tampa's Kansas City. Walking a line, too.
Yeah, they're
in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And I know it's Tampa Bay, and that's an area, but there's Tampa, the city, right next to St. Pete, and all these teams are in St. Pete.
It's like when people are like, oh, you live in Tampa Bay? No, I don't. I live in Tampa.
I don't live in the ocean.
I don't live out in the bay, okay? Yeah. So, no, I don't.
Chicago? Where do you live in Chicago? Oh, like 3 hours away. It's actually, it's barely in Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah. The California Angels were like, how can we make this a little easier for everyone? The California Angels? We were the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Angels.
Yeah. County, yeah. When I moved to Louisville, people were like, oh, you're from Kansas City, you big KU fan? No! Why would you think that? Well, it's
Kansas in the title.
So I would think, like,
I'm like, you know what? Well, Kansas City was a city before Kansas was a state, so, you know, whatever.
Big UMKC guy.
Big. Yeah,
no roots.
That's right. I told everybody, I was like, nope, Bearcats, man. Cincinnati. No, Northwest. Football powerhouse. Also, watch out for this Ben McCollum basketball coach. Yeah. He's a real up-and-comer.
So, I mean, we should think about, like, how easy it is to make the mistake about Tampa Bay and take it easier on the people when they mess up Kansas City.
But not Dove. Maybe Jason.
Well, that wasn't normal. That was out of nowhere. That wasn't the normal thing of
that was
thinking Kansas
dumb.
City teams are in Kansas.
That's like, I take it easier on Jason Bateman because he also offered his ignorance up front.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm dumb. Okay, I don't know geography. It's one of the running jokes that they have with Sean Hayes and Will Arnett and Jason Bateman.
I like it when people think they understand everything and they'll hear Sporting Kansas City and like, oh, in Kansas. No. Sporting Kansas City. It's in Missouri. I'm like, actually, that was in Kansas. Even though the business offices are downtown,
yeah,
right?
But
they play and practice in Kansas. They're the Kansas team.
I do love the St. Louis, the lower cases of soccer in the country when they were.
The lower cases.
Why? What are they?
I like that.
Okay.
I think
little brother, lowercase. So they were, with Sporting Kansas. They're like, soccer, okay, well, you're not even in Missouri. The bleep does that have to say? What do you even, the argument of people is you're not even in Missouri. Who gives a bleep? What are you
talking? Neither are lots of places.
Nobody said they were the soccer capital of Missouri, you jackass. No, they're the soccer capital of this damn country. All right? Go back to being lowercase little brother.
Bad barbecue, too.
I mean, terrible.
I mean, seriously. They outside of toasted rats.
How would you know? I would never even try it.
Nor would I. You know the best barbecue place in St. Louis, right?
When you drive 4 hours
west on I-70 west, and stop anywhere.
Yeah.
So you go to St. Louis, and then you get on I-70, you drive roughly 4 hours west and go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's the best barbecue in St. Louis. So,
or you just get, some barbecue and you drive there. Right?
Yeah,
just get
Jack
Stack and Joe's or whatever, and then just keep it in the go box.
Literally had the best barbecue I've ever had staying at a hotel in St. Louis. Really? Yeah, I took Joe's to go there, and I had so good. You should totally check that out. Yeah, it's on your way out of town depending on where you're located. You know,
I will also point out Memphis is very overrated. Memphis is not ideal.
North Carolina's overrated. I don't need the vinegar. All right, give me the molasses. All right,
like both.
I'm a molasses guy. All right, it's all about the thickness. Hanging out on a Wednesday edition of The Zone. Rin Petro comes your way at 2 o'clock. Heading up until 6, a little bonus hour. Bethany Bowman on the mic tonight. And then Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi Leonard out tonight. So series tied 2-2. Kawhi not playing there with the Mavericks making the wild comeback in the previous game. Down 31, taking the lead, and still losing. You come back from 31.
I'll take your word for it.
You come back from down 31, you might as well win, right? If you're down 31 and you come back and take the lead, you might as well win it at that point.
It should be a rule. It should be over.
Yeah,
you do win.
Losing doesn't seem like the smart way of going about it in the playoffs. So
you can't lose and expect to win in the NFL.
Thank you.
I learned that from Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer. Yeah, that's right.
From him.
Thank you, Trent Dilfer. Yep. This offense, if they're going to be successful, they're going to be scoring more points than the other team. There was who did say that this is a team you're going to have to outscore your opponents.
Well, I mean, sometimes when you
lose, that's right, Rosie. Well,
so
what about
you lose? You actually win.
Okay.
Sometimes you win or lose.
Well, what happens if you win or lose?
Sometimes you tie.
Oh, I get it now. Yes.
You know what you say when you say sometimes you lose and you still win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The losers. No one has ever once won and what?
I don't think Rosie Perez was a loser in that movie. She won a lot of money on Jeopardy because she was very smart and she knew foods that started with the letter Q.
Quinoa.
She studied that.
Quinoa.
What is a quiche? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was an NFL analyst on SportsCenter that I can't remember what it was, but that said...
Was it Matt Rhule?
No, it wasn't Matt Rhule. No, it was like an analyst.
To look
said that
it.
You're going to have to, if you're going to win, you're going to have to outscore your opponents. But he was talking what he meant to say is you're going to get in a shootout.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Your offense is going to, but he's like, look, you're going to have to outscore your opponents there.
And they will have to score less than you.
If you're going to win, typically.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you win, as Mick said, you actually lose, because it can be a Pyrrhic victory. You can win a game, but lose your best player. Did you win? I bet you'd rather lost that game, but kept your best player, right?
I would have rather won and kept my best player. I actually would have liked.
Wasn't
both.
A choice.
Well, no. That's the one I choose.
It wasn't a choice. You didn't get three choices. You only got one. 913-912-4810. We were talking some Chiefs in the previous hour. Did you guys see the Milwaukee Brewers game last night? Mick, I think you saw this one, right?
You ever heard Diamondbacks of game.
Yes, the B delay.
Yeah, we're not talking about that game.
We will in a little bit. But you familiar with Tyler Black?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Tyler Black plays for the Brewers, and he made his Major League debut yesterday for the Brew Crew. His dad is Rod Black, and he is a hockey TV announcer. So he's got some history in broadcasting. Well, they decided to interview Rod Black while his son was at the plate.
Oh, I can't imagine doing that.
And here's how it sounded last night.
Yeah, I think hand-eye from hockey also helps. There's a base hit to right field for my boy, Tyler Black. There you go. Oh, there you go. Two for two. Happy birthday, Nancy.
Oh, there
you
go.
Incredible. He's got tears in his eyes, guys. This is an incredible moment for the Black family. Congratulations to you guys. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we're going to start drinking heavily.
Welcome to Milwaukee.
We love Milwaukee. We love Milwaukee. We're never leaving.
They are the Brewers.
Guys, how cool was that? He's calling his sons at bat, and he gets a hit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, two for two. He's my kind of guy, right?
So when I first saw it...
So that wasn't his first plate appearance.
Right. When I first saw it, I thought, this is his first major league hit, and they're interviewing his dad, calling... My first thought was, it seemed a little intrusive. Like, can you just let him enjoy his son's first at bat and first
hit?
Well,
and it's up to him. He can say, no, yeah. I want to be there, bite my fingernails down with the rest of our family.
But already got the first hit. So second at bat, they were interviewing him. His son comes up in that inning. And he just takes the mic, and he's talking about big hockey family. So he does hockey TV. And that's what he was saying. He's like, I think the hockey swing, the hand-eye coordination. And there's a hit from my boy.
And they so he was being interviewed. He wasn't doing play-by-play.
No, he was being interviewed in the stands.
Once the hit happened, they let it go, and they let him call the base hit.
She was talking with him, and then as he was sort of talking, then he just had the microphone in his hand as the hit went through.
I think hand-eye from hockey also helps. There's a base hit to right field for my boy, Tyler Black.
So he's in the stands.
He's in the stands sitting next to his family.
I was thinking he was up in the booth.
Right. No, he's in the stands. Sorry. Okay. Did a terrible job sort of setting that scene.
Yeah, you did.
That's fine. It was a visual, which is great, theater of the mind. But he's sitting there with his family. And so the sideline, the Joe Goldberg, goes over and is
talking
with
them. Those are the best parts of every season.
Yes.
Lately for the Royals, I like for there to be some playoff wins. They would trump them.
Was it last year when there was like 50 debuts for the Royals?
There were a lot of them, man.
Let's get to know this family.
Lead the league, and that's what they lead the league is debuts every single year.
Debuts. Yeah,
but that and then the servicemen coming home. Those can't get old, right? Or the walk-ons getting
walk-on
their scholarships.
Those are
three.
Three
things.
Yep.
I watch those over and over again. They don't get old.
The fourth one you can throw into the Deion Sanders telling the kid to leave, that he no longer has a scholarship, that you need to transfer.
Going the opposite route.
That's the fourth one, right?
Because there's lots of those,
too. Yeah, there's like 53 of them, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of those. So you've got Major League debut, first hit, servicemen returning home, servicemen and women returning home. You've got scholarship, walk-ons getting a scholarship, and then Deion telling them that your old furniture, you need to leave, please, because we're bringing in Louis Vuitton.
There's actually a fifth one, and because it happens super often, actually. Yeah. It's very common. When someone becomes Jason's new co-host, I think that's the fifth
the
one.
Family, yes, thank you.
And I've watched it over and over again, right here.
I cry every time.
did you see?
Oh, I'm so happy somebody else is here.
Did you see Deion on the X now just taking shots at just different kids? Like Deion Sanders.
I thought he was taking a shot at me. I'm like, what the hell did I do?
I actually wouldn't be surprised.
I'm the one bringing in Louis.
Yeah, Deion's just talking smack on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
About his son and how, like, you know, what have you done? Well, my son's about to be a top five draft pick. Like, and that relates to in relation to him going 4-8 last year. That was his comeback. Yeah. As if, like, so you care more about your son being drafted than the good,
absolutely.
The record of Colorado.
Yeah.
Good head coach.
It's a little Calipari-ish. You know, Calipari, the greatest night in Kentucky basketball history was when they had five first-round draft picks. I think the Kentucky fans would disagree. I think they disagree with you on that one because, you know, you didn't make the Final Four that year, but whatever. Anyway,
would a good honorable mention for these, like, moments that are feel good be late, like, third to seventh round draft picks sitting at home? And when
yeah,
they
you know what,
their draft, when they didn't think they were going to get drafted.
The home videos of of the draft picks when they are crying and everything. Like, Kingsley was very emotional with his family. You know, getting the phone call. Those are always cool. Love to hear that. Like, was it Jared Wiley was like, I'm shaking right now, coach. Like, I can't,
what
I
about,
can't even talk.
Was it Brian Burns, the DB for the Lions, who stayed the night? Brian Branch.
Yep.
The only guy. Because there were three or four of them who didn't get drafted. They went home.
Yes, they went home.
After the first round, he stayed the night in Kansas
City. Will Levis went home, right?
Yes, Levis went home. He stayed the night. He got drafted then and came to the podium. He owned it. And
walked out and gave the hug and everything.
I was like, I'm going to cheer for that guy's entire career. And then the first game of the year happened. I'm like, I'm done with this guy.
Pick six to hell with him. This guy's getting too familiar with Kansas City. He's getting too comfortable around here.
Don't bring him back.
They did that on the America's game for the Chiefs. Chris Jones went through the exact same thing, and his dad said, you're staying, and you're going to walk across the stage.
Yeah, he came out and gave the big bear hug.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, Chris Jones did. The bear himself, who kills offensive linemen for a living, according to Kingsley.
Good callback.
What about the sprinter pulls his or her hammy in the middle of a race and finishes it off, or like the dad that comes out of the stand and helps him. That's only happened once that I can know of, but I'll watch it again.
Tearjerker. Absolute tearjerker, man.
What about when who was the horse? Was it Secretariat?
Yeah, Secretariat. That was a horse. You were correct.
Was that the one where the the super fast one?
Yeah, Secretariat's fastest horse, has the record.
Yeah, when you watch that video of Secretariat, you tear up a little bit.
Do you?
It's graceful.
I can tell that you clearly tear up. You have an emotional connection with the Secretariat horse.
It's impressive.
So tight with him.
Yes.
Me and Secretariat go way back.
Done a lot of history and studying on Secretariat.
Big horse guy, obviously.
Yeah, was it Secretariat?
What decade was Secretariat?
Gotta be the 80s. Gotta be the 80s.
The 70s. You're close.
I was 70s was my first guess.
Yeah, 70s was not your first guess. It was literally 80s was your first guess.
In my mind. I go, but it's probably not 70. It's got to be 80s.
It's got to be the 80s.
It's got to be the 80s.
More of a firm or Aladar? Aladar affirmed? Which one would you be more of a fan of?
Well, I do know that Secretariat's heart was so big.
Right.
Had a big heart.
That's exactly right. Like, affirmed, before American Pharoah, you know, affirmed was the last Triple Crown winner, and it was terrible for Aladar because Aladar affirmed rivalries, one of the greatest rivalries in the history of sports. Aladar finished second in all three races to affirmed.
Well, it
was a great rival because they were back and forth and everything. They were close races. And we if it wasn't for affirmed, Aladar would have been the last Triple Crown winner for so long until American Pharoah, right? I mean, everybody knows this.
Well, I'm a Secretariat guy. I just.
Obviously.
That's my.
It's your wheelhouse, really.
Yeah. I'm an American Pharoah guy because American Pharoah broke the streak. And I was there. I have the Belmont $2 win ticket on American Pharoah. I did not cash it.
I'm the one they made the movie about. Was it Tobey Maguire was the jockey? Who was it?
Uh-huh.
Which movie was that? Which horse was it about?
That would have been Seattle Slough. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Was it Seattle Slough?
No, it was not.
I just know the joke.
It was earlier than all those horses.
Oh, Aladar.
Nope.
Affirmed.
Nope.
For a big horse guy, Jason, you really
I'm not a big horse guy. I never claimed to be. I don't have this emotional connection to Secretariat. No, I have an emotional connection to American Pharoah.
I thought you were an Esquitarian.
No, I'm not. I don't even equestrian.
Equestrian. Oh, that's getting marked.
No, that's your tax thing, dude.
No, I'm ambidextrous. I'm amphibious. Is what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Esquitarian.
Maybe you should move on to a different animal.
Gazelle.
Not exactly hitting home runs here.
Yes.
Big gazelle guy.
Yes. I don't know what was the movie? Was it about Secretariat with Tobey Maguire?
It was not Secretariat. It was earlier. It was about a horse earlier, maybe like the 50s or 60s.
No, well, I mean, there were a lot of horses that came along. This is like the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, so.
Yeah.
Famous horses.
Famous horses. Hoof-hearted.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit, of course. Seabiscuit. The old Seabiscuit.
The old Seabiscuit. The old man.
Knew there was a B in there. Seabiscuit. Thank you to the texters that are all saying Seabiscuit as well. So I think it's Seabiscuit. is what we're going to go with.
Tobey Maguire. I got that part right.
Yeah, you did.
See,
yeah.
I know my role. I stick to humans.
Yes.
Sterling.
We'll see who wins the big Kentucky Derby Esquestrian.
Esoterian.
Esquitarian race coming up on Saturday. Episcopalian.
Are you esoteric?
Is Friday the running?
You esoteric, bro?
Is Friday the running of the Pentecostal, or is it is that Thursday? What's
the
502 day?
I feel like Charles Barkley right now. This is your Ernie, your Shaq, and this is just
Kenny over there.
That's Kenny. Next thing we're talking about San Antonio.
What about it? Oh yeah, that's right.
The women,
Chuck.
There.
Chuck.
Galveston, most recently.
Speaking of horses,
Galveston. Yeah.
All right, I think we'll take a timeout and we'll regroup there, and we'll get into it. You guys want to break down more?
We're going to hit the home stretch here. Have we hit the quarter pole?
And then, what about down the stretch?
Like, I mean, down the stretch,
you
we
know,
go.
The quarter pole is often misquoted because the quarter pole isn't actually a quarter away into it. It's the quarter left. So when people are like, oh, you know, we used to be 16 games in a season, Sterling, and people are like, oh, fourth of the way, they're at the quarter pole. No, that would be quarter pole. Yeah, that would be week 12.
Sterling knew all this. What are we talking about?
Also, it's not
the dime pole.
Also,
the
it's not pole. Chomping at the bit. It's champing at the bit.
Spelled champing.
It's champing at the bit.
It's spelled with an A.
You know, because it is about horses with biting down on the bit. They're champing on the bit. Anyway,
you sound like a horse guy.
Yeah,
you sound like a big horse guy.
You
look like a horse guy. Sound like a horse guy.
Thank you. I've always said that about John Elway, but he wasn't into Esquitarians either.
No.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson here with The Zone. It's Sterling Holmes. It's Mick Schaefer, KSHB 41 Sports Director. Dylan Michaels running the show. You all right, though?
Yeah, I just...
Good.
Breathed.
Yeah, it happens. I'm glad that you were finally breathing.
Try not to. The show.
As we went to break, I was like, well, don't hold your breath. Is this next segment getting any better? And so you finally then started to breathe. So that's good. Good for you, man. Good for you. 913-912-4810, the text line. We won't be able to get into some text in this last segment, so I apologize if some were now going to... Hell, let me go and text in now that he did that. But last night, the B delay.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was... You know, we had talked about it earlier, but like in the first... Apparently, there was a game that was canceled at some point because of a bee sort of flying around. Like, they couldn't just... They didn't all collect in a colony.
There was one with the Royals and I think the Rockies, right, several years ago.
Was it a delay or
canceled?
It was a game that was canceled because the bees were just sort of flying around. They weren't stopping. They didn't collect in like a colony. Right. They didn't try to colonize a net, you know, a random net. It seems dumb. Like, why would you stop there?
Yeah.
You know, go somewhere else, right? I mean, and do they typically sort of just like, you know what, this is a nice little net right here. It's a nice little rope.
What happened? Do you think maybe a kid tossed some candy, maybe with some honey on it from the third deck down onto the net and just kind of gathers there.
Yeah, it was Winnie the
and
Pooh
and one bee saw
so much trash that yes.
Yeah.
It had to be Winnie the Pooh night the night before. And so
people just walking around with just a shirt on?
Jars of honey. Yeah.
Did you see what the Mariners tweeted about this?
No.
They tweeted as much as they could the entire script to Bee Movie. I mean, you have to scroll. I mean, it's got to be at least half an hour of script to Bee Movie, if not longer. And I know B-Movie.
Do you?
We had a Ford Explorer that my oldest son, when he was 3 or 4.
Bragger. He had a Ford Explorer as a 3-year-old?
No, we had it.
Jesus.
He had 76 cents in his hand, and he put it in the CD, in the DVD player.
Oh, no!
And it got stuck. The movie would play, but we couldn't get it out. So we watched B-Movie, no less, and I'm not exaggerating here, no less than 200 times. And I never really saw it for the first 190 times because I'm driving.
That's right.
And it's in the back. I know that movie inside and out by heart, word for word. So when I saw what the Mariners are doing, I'm like, oh, well, this is B-Movie. I'm like, oh, God, they're doing the entire movie.
The entire thing? Oh, my God. I did enjoy that.
They were the opponent, correct? It was Diamondbacks.
No, it was Diamondbacks Dodgers.
So Mariners just did it.
Let's just insert ourselves, very Seattle to do. Let's insert ourselves into this conversation that isn't really about us. I don't even know if that's
very
right.
Very grunge of them.
No reason for me to take a shot at Seattle. I have no idea if that's true or not.
Catching strays.
But I did. I did like in Arizona though. In the stadium, they kept playing music that had B in it. Well, like Let It Be by the Beatles was one of the songs.
I'm a B, probably by the Black Eyed Peas.
Did you hear what they were playing when the guy was up there? Taking him out?
No.
I need a hero.
I need a hero.
I need a hero.
and people are just cheering him on. It was the coolest thing. And then he started the first pitch.
He started waving the crowd and getting the crowd hype. He ripped off the bee mask and everything. Like, he's an Esquestarian.
First off, we should do a segment where people just send in words and I have to read them. I think that'd be a pretty good bit to get the crowd involved.
Or just names and I have to get them right.
Just so. Names. That'd be very difficult.
That'd be bad for me.
It reminds you of San Antonio, a little callback to San Antonio since I'm Charles Barkley today, apparently, when they have bats, and they had, like, Manu Ginobili, and then the mascot trying to catch bats. Anyone else remember the Spurs doing this? This happens.
I remember this, yeah.
It happened, like, once a year in San Antonio for some reason, where a bat gets into the arena.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They have a bat catcher. It's great.
I'm trying to let me see how this, how it sounds here.
Well, let's break down the pronunciation.
All right. Well, nope, that's not supposed to be. I just want to know the pronunciation.
What was that, Jason?
Apiarist? Apiarist? That's a beekeeper?
Right.
Kevin Apier.
Apiarist.
Apiarist is how I would say it, right? That's how I would
say it. It's a new movie, by the way, with Jason Statham apiarist. Called The Beekeeper.
What is it?
Apiarist.
Apiarist. Oh, I'm an apiarist. I loved Kevin Apier back in the day. An apiarist. Why didn't they get Apier there to help out? You know why it never happened at Kauffman Stadium? Because they had an apiarist.
They did.
Already there. Ready to go. There you go. We accomplished a lot this hour.
Yeah, we did.
A lot more than I thought we would. So, it was where the level was.
You're the queen bee. We're just your workers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was a big story. The Mets hold a dollar hot dog night at Citi Field. Good for them. Their hot dogs are typically $15, so it's a little bit of a bigger deal for them to have
huge
a dollar
deal.
Hot dog night.
First,
it's not even $25 for this hot dog.
First 10 people.
It's actually just a souvenir $1 hot dog. Right. You don't actually get to eat it because they have a pretty decent markup on those hot dogs. Well, thank you, Mick. I appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate being here and learning about horses with you, Sterling.
Big horse guy.
Yeah, big horse
guy. Who do you got winning the Derby on Saturday?
Schmucker Fernburn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really good.
That's the favorite.